y'all. No, I'm gonna keep this shit going. No, keep it going. Turn it up.
Move.
Set the mood on this boy.
And Jay, you know what's crazy though? You know what I hear though? I hear that beginning.
Oh. So you know.
Okay, alright.
Yeah, talk on.
Oh yeah, but
so you
that,
know.
I hear that beginning guitar riff with that weird vocal sample together, going off together, off the ill ass drum beat. I'm gonna show you later on. Hey, T.Y., tell him what's happening, man.
We'll get back to it later.
We're gonna vibe on. No, we vibing out. This one.
Yo. Hey,
let him be patient. You gotta be patient on it. Turn it up a little. Turn it up on. Understand where we at with it. That's why music is so low and universal. You gotta let people understand. That's how a live podcast the way I podcast on here. Music is just key and entry. You know what I mean? To this shit whole here. You know what I mean?
Feel that, y'all.
That's a breakdown right there.
It's for that in your life.
Oh, the Al Green's use that. Al Green used that. Y'all remember that? Come on now. Man.
Look what you've done for me.
Yes.
Use that
fucking
arrangement. Look what
you've done
for me.
Yeah, everybody was trying to sound like Ron Isley.
Man.
That's another story, though.
Man. Al Green took this.
He looked older than the oldest Isley, but.
When your boy step on the scene, and he got some shit, you gotta get with it. You know what I'm saying? But Al Green, he fucked it up. Hey, these boys right here, though.
Yeah, but I'm putting close to him. I'm putting real close to him. I'm putting close to this beat, though. Hey, look. What was that one?
Talk to
Didn't
me.
I. Didn't by who?
The Rondo. Yeah. I told you he looked older than the old Isley.
Man,
I'm
send that
sure
to me.
Send that to me, man.
Didn't I? Oh, man. That there? Ooh, play that back again, man.
Dude came in with the hardest guitar right now.
All right, y'all. Let's turn it down a little bit, a tad bit. Welcome to the Real Live Talk Podcast Platform Radio Show. It's your man, Live Ty Handles. Ty Live Handles. Sitting here with the Real Live Podcast Platform Radio Show movement right here. You know what I mean? You know, I got the crew. We in the house. Yes, indeed.
Hey, yo. Hey. Team Dark Skin in the building.
Bliss times right here. You know, it's always good to link with the brethren right here that have definitely motivated a different kind of energy when it comes to this podcast movement right here and the focus.
We all discovering this music at the same time together, y'all.
Yes.
That's why we want y'all to feel this with us, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Y'all, as long as y'all been hearing me, you know.
This how hits get made.
The Real Live Day Ones, you know. Because we still building that audience, you know. All praises due to the Most High for this opportunity right here.
Yes, Lord.
But yeah,
yes,
we
Lord.
Still building the Real Live Talk Podcast Platform Radio Show family.
Yes, Lord.
Yeah, so y'all have heard me from season 1 to right here, season 5. All the Way Live. We here with episode 19.
Shout out to everybody that been listening, all the new listeners.
Yeah.
Everybody that like fucking with my boy, like fucking with the fam, fucking with the squad, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, indeed.
2024, we really in this motherfucker.
Yeah, I got something, you know, I owe it to y'all as the podcast world, whether you listeners or creators. I definitely owe it to myself, but, you know, I owe it to y'all to, you know, keep on showing you the growth when it comes to this right here. And this ain't me right here at the moment slapping myself on the back, patting myself on the back. No, this is me showing y'all, like, man, I got a whole different... Oh, my goodness, man. This shit is sick. You know what I mean?
We really here. We still here.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I'm trying to solidify myself in the podcast world. The real live way. My way. No agenda-based shit. No clout chasing shit. No clickbaiting shit. None of that bumble clot right there. No. But yes, indeed, like I said, we here with episode 19, season 5, All the Way Live 365. in these key moments right here. Man, that joint is so fucking soulful, man. I can back to back that so many times.
I'm amazed.
Yeah, I can back to back that so many times.
You know, and and around these times, like, you know,
these times we in right now,
things is getting like, you know, it's like, man, like, you know, where we live at right now, I'm gonna call it Simple City. It's real simple out here, man. You know what I'm saying?
There ain't no love in the heart of the city.
In the heart of the city, yo, you gotta take a deep look and look at things a little deeper sometimes, man. You know what I'm saying? So you don't fall victim to the simple shit, you know what I'm saying? So you gotta look at yourself and put yourself in those, you gotta look at yourself in the situation and what you're doing in it, and you gotta recognize the power you hold in every situation.
Yeah, yeah.
Because a lot of folks get their power away.
Yeah.
I did it a lot of times and didn't even realize it.
Yeah, because on this podcast platform right here, we keep it all the way unapologetic with real life self, reality, the people, and life. Just like that. So my man right there just shared, you know. I did it too. You know? Give my power away.
And I'm going to tell you something, y'all. When you a good person, when you a good nigga, when you a good motherfucker out here, all right?
Talk to him live.
Don't let how a motherfucker... then fuck theyself. I'm being with a real nigga like you, right? A
real person like you.
Change the real nigga you is, right? You just be more selective with the folks that you collide with. That's all it is. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nothing wrong with you. Don't think there's nothing wrong with you.
Especially.
There's something wrong with me.
Especially if it was all the way genuine and all the way live and, you know what I mean, authentic. You know, because, you know, we're in the times of people being a certain way. And like you said, you know, like Brethren Sean Capone said before, you know, putting that mask on, the representation of yourself on. Nah. Let's X that out and keep it all the way live, no doubt. But anyway, the topic. It's conducive to your survival. Dot, dot, dot. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Live in.
It's like that. So let's go ahead and unpack these groceries real quick. And what am I speaking on when it comes to it's conducive to your survival?
You ain't know what conducive is.
Yeah, do you?
Conducive is likely to produce a certain outcome.
Go ahead and say it again. Talk to him.
Conducive is likely to produce a certain outcome. By definition, if you want to use synonyms to break it down to layman's terms, it means it's kind of good for it. So if it's conducive to the situation, it means it's more likely to produce the outcome that you need, which means, layman's terms, it's good for a situation. Mm. So when I say it's conducive, I mean it's most likely good for the situation. If not just good, detrimental. Right. Well, no, that's another word that I have to explain. It's in, imperative to the situation, detrimental to the situation. Good for the situation.
Yes.
Conducive. You heard definition of conducive.
Very necessary for the situation.
And what am I speaking on when it comes
whatever
to that?
Whatever situation it might be.
And the situation I'm talking about right here is being selfish, knowing when and how.
Yes.
Responsibly. On the responsible
responsibly.
Level.
Responsibly. Yeah. Yes.
Responsibly. On the responsible level. How to be selfish. You know, I'm 44 years old. And I'm learning the levels of that situation right there because it comes a time. It comes a time where you have broke down the breakdown, shook down the shakedown.
Mm-hmm.
Look at things from all sorts of angles.
Yep.
And you have to be all the way comfortable and accepting and unapologetic with knowing your value. Yep. Knowing what you're going to accept and what you're not going to accept any longer. Knowing what part you play in getting the kind of results or how the folks have to treat you because you've set that standard for yourself. So, I say that to say, if you don't know how and when to be selfish, to protect self, and really show by example and not sample, you're going to always be one of those individuals that's super frustrated, constantly looking at yourself like you the problem. Self-doubt, living in regret,
listening to what folks telling you about you.
Yeah, those kind of things right there. And that ain't conducive to real live growth and accountability and maintaining and sustaining your AAA membership.
Yeah. That triple is A. That triple is A.
You gotta know how to be selfish. Especially when you recognize and you're very aware of patterns. Because individuals who are comfortable with being the takers, being the abusers, being the fucking delusional, being the narcissistic, you know, they gonna, you know, force you to have to be like, oh, okay. That's where y'all at? Alright. Here's what's about to go down. This is what's not about to go down any further. I'm about to be all the way selfish. Block myself from you. And a lot of times, here, even more fucking harsh and straight to the core realistic, a lot of the times it comes in the form that you have to be this way, a little selfish, in the form of dodging family, friends, or, and I'm throwing the air quotes on that, friends, right. Folks that say they for you, but when you need them most, they show that they just fair weather. They can be replaced with just a season. If you can be replaced with just a season, you are... You are very much
one of those.
Yeah, you're very much not fucking important.
If a season is supposed to come with a reason.
Yeah,
if a season.
Yeah,
right.
Say it again. I thought you was in the bathroom.
No, I was right there.
Man,
I was.
Say it again. A season come what?
With a reason.
Yeah.
It don't come by itself.
So if a season and the reason of the season is I'm sitting there recognizing that you one of them fair weather ass type of people. And you rock with me when you feel like it. Or you one of them individuals that don't rock with me because you are living in your fucking deep guilt.
Yep.
you know. Yeah. You gonna get, you know. No matter.
I mean, yeah, no, but like, but in the end, though, you know, you gotta be a friend to get a friend.
Well, with the respect and shit.
Huh. Say it again loud. Say it again.
Oh, God, with the respect and shit. I mean, it's the same with respect.
Yep.
Can't get that without getting it.
Yeah.
So you just a disrespectful person, you'll never see respect.
Hmm. If you're a comfortable disrespectful person,
that means you don't know what respect is if you don't ever get it.
Yeah, so, that part right there.
You'll never see it. Like, you'll never understand.
Going into selfish mode is very conducive to survival because, I mean, okay.
Sometimes you got to look out for number one.
Basically. Yeah.
You got to look out for number one at some point. If you can't, you keep looking out for everybody else. You know, you're knocking yourself down. But, to your point is itself, but to go into a mode of selfishness, it can only be achieved if you're not selfish. Because if you're already selfish, you can't go into that mode.
You already there.
Yeah.
Like, yes. Oh my God. Say it again. Repeat it for the real life talk.
You can't go into a mode of selfishness if you've already been selfish the whole time.
Yeah.
So you have to be a selfless person and unselfish to go into a mode of selfishness.
Ooh-wee.
So for the people out there that's already selfish, this don't even pertain to you.
Oh.
You need to come out of that mode.
Yeah. Mm. You need to go ahead and sign up for your AAA membership.
Yeah.
That's what that comes down to.
Triple A
membership.
Triple A, baby.
Yes.
Get with it.
Acknowledgement.
A lot of folks need the policy.
No, addressing, acknowledgement, and accountability. Whoever way you want to put that in.
Yeah, that's policy.
Triple A, man. Yeah. That's Triple A membership.
That's what you sign up on. That's the policy right there.
And that's free $99. That's free $99 right there. Free $99 all the way live. You know, you got. Come on now, y'all. It's a lot of subscriptions and memberships that cost money.
Free unless it comes from the government.
Hey, look. Oh, shit.
I'm talking about those to get offended by that. Y'all mostly likely one of those people.
Yeah.
So
you gonna take it too?
But
you don't take free advice. You don't take none of that. But just take some free food and some free money from the government. This government issued, you'll take it. But that free advice you get from your uncles, your elders, period, mom, dad, if you
know. You look at government, though. And big shout out to, all of my Mexicans out there, Latinas, and everybody from the Dominican, you know what I'm saying? Because what I seen in the past five years was how all of y'all collided together and they got selfish. They got selfish. But they came together and they got what they wanted though. You know what I'm saying? You gotta think about yourself sometimes. You know what I'm saying? I ain't mad at y'all. Shout out to my folks, all my brown folks.
I need you to take over music duties real quick.
All mother brown folks.
I'm about to make a song called Conducive.
Oh,
okay.
Sure. I'm about to do this.
Oh, okay.
I need you to take over.
But real quick, yeah. What Brethren just said. What Brethren just said. So you about to take it off the Bluetooth?
Yeah.
So you can go ahead and tap in if you want.
Yeah.
This right here is all the way occupied on the. On the record side.
Give him a little background music. I'm about to write.
And that's what you was talking about earlier as far as like the responsible selfishness. You know what I'm saying? Because,
when and how?
Because your selfishness is about other folks too.
How do you be selfish?
If you're a provider, you gotta make sure you're all right. Because you can't provide.
Yeah, I was just about to go in there. How do you be selfish when it comes to matters of family and responsibilities?
Simply,
responsibilities,
you give them what they need and not what they want at the time. Well, you got to move ahead. This is not one of the hardest things to do as a parent because all kids think it's not that way. It's like, you know, you got to cut your kid off and be like, which they don't do in today's age. But I mean, my mother was an artist that had to cut the kids off and be like, I'll give you everything you need.
But yeah, my mother, I give you everything you need right now, but I, what you want right now is going to take a back seat to everything you need.
Yeah.
And you'll thank me later. You know what I'm saying? Because you're going to have everything you need. But everything you want right now is going to take a back seat because I have to be, in a way, selfish and get myself back on top of my game. Got to make sure all these things is covered.
Right.
Household bills. Right. Got to make sure I still got the right job. Right. In order for you down the line to get something that you want. Right, but right now, what you want doesn't matter.
I still got you.
What you need matters a lot more than what you want.
This shit is a lot more important right now. Okay.
Which brings me to my whole point.
Yeah.
Brother, how many times you sat and heard me get real live juice to my seeds before I even, either after a podcast or before I went into one?
You just gotta make it real to them.
I mean, how many times?
I've seen it a lot.
And it's different levels of making it real to different kids. That's true. You know what I'm saying?
Every child is different.
Yeah, yeah.
You have to know your kids, which is a thing that people don't do now. Yeah, you have to actually know the things that you produced.
But once you make it real to them, and you realize what making real to them, and they see how they see it's real. You know,
they got a word for it. It's called bond.
And that's where we come in.
It's called an actual bond.
Like, I mean, like, not even to try to like put, cause, you know, everybody know, like, you know, regardless of whatever happened. I never put my BM on the wall or nothing like that. My kid's mom. I always just, you know what I'm saying? I say the best shit I can about her, you know what I'm saying? But the one thing I always say is, and everybody know this is, it don't work without me. It don't work without me.
So.
Because that's what we bring. You know what I'm saying? It, amongst other things, but.
It's funny he said that.
Especially with young men. It ain't gonna work without me. Not right. Not how you want it to.
I mean, it's the best possible way. I hope that everybody should feel like this. I'm more of a man than my child's mother.
And I said,
I'm more of a man than any woman out here.
And I said, I'm about to just put out a bunch of bullshit and you gotta get down with it. But you should be just willing to work with a nigga. You need to work with me.
Especially.
Because it's not going to work without me.
If the male individual that you have a child with has not put you in a compromising position
right,
in life.
Right. Not saying we put doing a bunch of bullshit, you got to put up with it. But like.
If he hasn't put you in a position.
He's will you a be dad. Like,
yeah, okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Because I'm one of the ones.
He's
you
his
know?
Father. He's
I, a I've dad. Been, I've been, you know, one of the hands-on dads for a long time. This ain't even about no pat yourself on the back shit. Once again, I'm saying that. Because folks like to think when you have a platform that you sitting there want to sing your own praises and boom, boom, boom. No. But at the end of the day, I know exactly what kind of dad I am.
Yeah, and I've been the hands-on one. You know what I'm saying?
I say this to say this. I say that to say this. When it comes to showcasing and proving that I've been doing something right, obviously, it comes in the form of my children on how to handle the very same thing that has my ass agitated and irritated. Because when it comes to family, whatever you're going through with that co-parent, the kids gonna see too.
Mm-hmm.
So if the kids are seeing this shit,
don't think they don't see it.
Yeah, they're experiencing it too. So how they handle it dictates if I'm doing the right thing as a parent.
Exactly.
And lately, my kids, to the most part, they've been handling it to the best of their ability, but there's some jewels that they left, you know, they forgot and overskipped and overlooked when it comes to helping them get through this shit that came from their dad. Because their dad could be the one that is just like the status quo and say, hey, I'm just going to say, fuck it. I'm just going to give that money up. And y'all never hear from me and see me unless I want to see and hear from y'all. But y'all getting that money on a regular basis.
Right.
I ask my kids all the time, do you want money or do you want time and money? They say time and money.
right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Absolutely. You heard me ask him. What y'all want?
Hey, what you need?
So,
I when know I'm seeing, need, but I'm actually what
yeah,
you
exactly.
Right.
Yeah, I know what you need.
Right.
But whatever. But when I see that they're not holding up their part of showing that, I have to go into a different selfish that I ain't even comfortable with yet. I have to go into a different selfish and with their moms. I got to go into a different selfish and with family.
It feels different. It feels different, don't it?
Yeah, man. No, different.
There's something like, and not even to be
good on, word for that one.
No,
different.
No, and not even to be on some old like, what I'm saying, like sausage swinging shit or nothing. You know what I'm saying? But the one thing I want a lot of young ladies understand, listen, dudes, we do, and you can tell when your baby daddy give a fuck, okay, all right, you know what I'm saying, and the ones with young men, just, I want to say to everybody, to my sisters, and all my, some of my aunties, and my cousins, you know what I'm saying, look, y'all are our world, as young men, coming up. In elementary and preschool and shit like. So just try to present the best self of yourself to these young men you can, because trust me, we are, as young men, y'all are our world. Y'all are our Wonder Woman. Y'all are everything to us. And we see everything y'all do. We watch everything you do. And we pretty much is going to judge every chick we with.
Well, let's go
Why
ahead.
Why you?
Real quick, let's go ahead and set the record straight on some real shit.
And that's one thing I always try to take into account.
Yeah.
When I'm around my young dude.
Let's go ahead and keep it all the way real live talk right here.
And I told you about, I ain't gonna go there, but I told you about some of the things in my mind, you know what I'm saying?
It goes to the breakdown when I said a man can have several seeds planted in different eggs.
Yep.
Meaning, he could have several women pregnant at the same time, at different times. Don't matter. Yep. You can have different women.
It can be one family or different family.
Different vessels
it's the way
to carry out his seed.
Yep.
I've never seen a woman pregnant by two men at the same time. So what that means is the seed...
That's nature.
...is... very much important, just like the egg that the seed attaches to and produces life out here. So
hold on real quick.
If you think me saying that is on some shitting on you shit, that mean you got some different kind of internal shit going on with yourself.
The kind of energy you're working with.
Yeah, because I ain't say nothing but the truth. A good seed attests to a bad egg. A good egg attests to a bad seed. It produces its own results. Simple and fucking plain. And that's what sometimes dictates the right and wrong ways of being selfish out here in the world. If a woman with a good egg has a baby by a man with a bad seed and produces bad seeds, you're going to be one of the women that end up being a part of the cancel culture, the Me Too movement. Yeah, because you thinking.
Vice versa also.
It don't even matter what fucking ethnic background is involved. You know, with black women.
I see a lot of emasculated men.
Y'all think the white man is y'all savior.
Or the vice versa, you know what I'm saying? I see
a lot of black women think.
Emasculated men where. Uh-huh. Like she talked to her boss on the job better than she talked to her man at home. You know what I'm saying? And I done worked with some of these chicks. You know what I'm saying?
You already know what?
I mean,
he just said that?
You know what I'm saying?
Emasculated? Man.
And that's just like, you know, like.
What boss said versus what.
I know a lot of them.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, like, true enough, at the job, you play your part. But.
Play your part?
You're going to play your part better for.
Playing your part this don't mean being emasculated.
Who really can drop you when you want to?
I play my part each and every day.
And I'm
day.
Here every day.
I'm not emasculated in any way.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, no,
you
know, I hope. I would like to think.
I know when I know which battles to pick and choose. Mm. I know when compromise. I know when it's time for compromise or controversy.
Yeah.
I know when it's time to say yes, or oh hell no.
CNC.
I know those things.
And that's a dude doing his job.
You know what
and
saying?
That's a dude doing
sometimes
his job.
Sometimes you just be like, yes, dear. Other times you be like, oh, hell no.
Yeah, hell no.
Like, nah, we're not doing that.
And that's a dude but doing his job.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah, that's one of my favorite joints right there.
But, no, that's so being emasculated is not playing your part.
No, it's playing the part. It's playing the role that they put to put you in.
You ever watch these people audition for movie roles and shit? Playing your part is when knowing when to read your lines instead of trying to take over the stars line. Yeah. Everybody got their moment to shine.
Yep.
Sometimes it might not be yours. Sit back and you know, read the lines with your significant other.
Pull a speaker on the tour, like MC Light said.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
I just want to make it clear, when you talk about emasculation, that's people that just completely become henpecked. They don't have no say.
And they don't even want no say.
They don't even know when to say something.
They don't even want no say.
Yeah, exactly. I'm just void of responsibility.
Yeah, you lucky if you come up that way.
Shout out to CBJ. I used to think my stepfather, which is my father, I used to think sometimes my father was weak because I would see him
do it.
What I thought at the time, I would see you an asshole. But I would see him bow down. Sometimes I thought that I saw weakness. I would see him bow. What I thought at the time was bowing down to my mother. And it was, he just knew when it was time to play the part or not. And then he didn't do a lot of stuff in front of me. Because sometimes when my mother came back in, I didn't learn it later. When my mother came back in and had a whole different decision after the jury came back, that meant that my father took her in another room without me hearing and like, this is what's going to happen.
So
he didn't have to play that role in front of me. Like, he let her, a lot of times he let her seem like she ran the shit. For the portrayal to the kids. But really, he was the mastermind behind a lot of it.
look. You finished your thought?
No, go ahead. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. When Brethren just said that, it ties all the way in on this one here, on the selfish part. I watched my pops, who, when he was with my moms, you know, the whole control thing, my moms and pops both admitted in their own words, face to face with me, that they shouldn't have got married. It's because they kept on kicking it, but shouldn't have got married. Okay, moving on.
Wow.
Yeah, that part right there. Here's where it gets even more interesting. I watched my pops when he did get married again. He was very, what we call new age, simpish. Because the woman he got with, she was all the way okay with him compromising his own family he created before he got with her to be all the way he needed to be for her fucking enjoyment. That makes sense?
Yeah.
So, I'm sitting there watching this shit.
Y'all follow him, right?
Yeah.
Makes sense to me. I see what you're saying.
I'm watching and following this shit, and I'm looking like...
Yeah, you kind
of
like...
At some point in time, you preyed on my pop's vulnerability of wanting that family structure where it was a good balance. It was togetherness. It was unity. But it was only unity and togetherness on your side of the family side.
Yeah, right.
Y'all never gave my pops the time to heal and get his other situation he created before you existed in his life the chance to motherfucking really, you know?
Yeah.
So he never had a chance to be selfish. The individual he was with was all the way selfish.
Yeah.
Because her and her family got the best of my fucking pops.
It's the illusion of we.
The illusion of... Say it again.
It's the illusion of we.
Oh,
And what I'm saying is, because I went...
I'm right here?
Oh, sorry.
Because I went through this before, and like, and I ain't gonna lie, I didn't know the difference until I actually got with some real live money. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Who was really, you know what I'm saying? And we really was down for each other. And
so like Archie and shit.
And I understood. Yeah. And I understood that feeling. And after that, like I tell her, a lot of folks, you know what I'm saying? Like, the shit we went through together, I know how that felt. You know what I'm saying? And nothing, you know what I'm saying? And they can't tell me they got love for me and don't feel like that. I'm not going to accept it. I'm just not. You know what I'm saying? Because I know how I feel. You know what I'm saying? But for a minute, yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? The delusion of we. Well, I'm doing everything for we. But when shit go down, it's me.
It's me.
You understand what I'm saying?
So, it's funny that went down. It's funny that went down.
But when you get around some shit where we is we,
yeah,
and you feel that shit, you toast up to that one time, Darcy.
Yeah, toast up to that one.
Cause when you feel it and you know it, and you know it. You know what I'm saying?
When you know, you know.
You know what I'm saying? Like the brothers I'm sitting in this loft with right now. Nigga ain't tell me nothing about any one of these. Man, I wish you, man. What? Not my, what?
We'll run through the wall for each other right here.
Not my, man, you know what I'm saying? Like, you can't tell me this more wild shit. I ain't gonna believe it. Not my name.
Like, for real, I run through the wall for y'all.
Probably you know what already hit.
I know my brothers built a, can't nobody tell me nothing about them. You know what I'm saying?
Because I know some things have been said about me out here on the street level with some of your bro. You know what I mean? Some of my bro, when they come here, they be like, huh, tired. Whoa, 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 whoa. And they be looking at them like, I don't know. I had some individuals say some shit to me. Well, I have to look at it. Took it with a grain of salt because of where it came from. But my brothers ain't never came to me and said, oh man, this is the consensus when it comes to you out here in these streets.
Right, right.
Yeah.
And it came from you. And it came from you. And it came from Brethren Apache, the Philly Definitely a Flyer. You know what I mean? The live Philly Flyer. And it came from AL. AL did come one time.
Because if I hit some shit,
AL did. Only thing AL did say was I was being very aggressive. The way I was maneuvering and operating out here one time.
And
he was right.
And the one little period. But no.
L said that shit. You was all cool. I had just met you at this time. But L looked me in the face and said, you being that kind of movie script.
No,
boastful, aggressive about
Apache kind of like
who you are.
I had my time. I got
no, super, I'm not. If I was being movie script,
I got super dark skin on one time. I ain't gonna lie.
And that's why they was like, look, that's why me and you fucking linked right now. Look, they said if Ty and Shiny Mac get cool out here, it's gonna be a problem.
And look,
they're the same age.
Remember that emoji I showed you?
And it's only so far.
With the mad problems on it?
Call them OGs.
No, it's the same emoji problem, but it's this though.
Yeah. Because we yogis ourselves.
Y'all don't want to see what I just did.
I've had niggas older than me call me OG. You know what I mean? So, what are we going to do about that part? I've had cats older than me call me OG and big homie.
Yeah, I get cats older than me talking about what's up, school.
Yeah, that part. Man, like, shut your black ass up.
And
take that monkey
shit. And to the youngers out there, like, real shit, like, the niggas y'all call OGs, it ain't about the wealth. They got or nothing. If they can't tell you nothing, if they can't give you no good game, to get to the next level of where you're trying to get from, then that probably ain't a nigga you should call OG. It ain't about the wealth they got. Because the OG label is about the wealth of the knowledge a nigga got. You know what I'm saying? Before it was ever wealth, the OG label was about the status a nigga had in the hood. That mean the years he had, the knowledge he had, the connects he had. Nigga, the status he had in the hood. Nigga, if you walking with OG, you was good. Anybody with money he had, you were OG. When the money came into play, now you add all that into it. But at the end of the day, it's still about that's OG.
That's so funny you said that. Real quick, not to cut you off.
Yeah.
But that's funny because that's why you have... You know how you have, okay, I've had plenty of elders of mine that didn't have the kind of education I had as far as school book level.
Yeah.
But they constantly kept telling me to stay in school.
That's, yeah. Because the OG ain't going to hold you down, not a real OG.
So, right there, let me know.
They want you to do
They're the kind of real ones I need to, you know, listen to and fucking be cool with. The one OG, you know, he called himself G. Real shout out to him. He's been on this podcast before. He can't wait to get back on it. Real but talk. Brethren G, OG G, he sometimes calls me, you know, big homie. But he ain't saying that shit to be on some old, he's diminished. He says that because it's some things that I've went through that helps him. Mm-hmm. On some shit he's going through right now. And there's some things he's been through that helps me on some shit I'm going through currently right now. So, with that being said,
right,
each one teach one.
Each one, yeah, exactly, man. You know,
one hand wash the other.
And when you know your boy, look, man,
teamwork makes the dream work. With all the slogans.
I'm going to tell you something, yo. Look, like I said, like, you know, I used to dance and shit. Nigga, and I was what they called the cool nerd. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was reading all the books and shit. But try to take my book back, nigga. Nigga, to tell you, nigga.
Try to take my book back.
You know what I'm saying? Nigga, try to knock my books down. It happened for a minute, but
try to knock my books down.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm going to do what I'm going to do. Regardless, you know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying? Like, whatever the people around you good at, man, don't hate on folks, man. You know what I'm saying? Congratulate dude.
It's not conducive to your survival.
It's not conducive to your survival.
Come on, man. To hate on everybody that's good and just bring you down.
That's a different kind of selfish right there.
Yeah.
That's the kind of selfish.
Ain't never been nothing but selfish.
Yeah, that's real the kind of selfish right there that ain't good. Say it again.
That type of selfish where you always miss selfish.
Yeah.
Yeah, real shit. You know what I mean?
So it's like,
you know what I'm saying?
I want to go ahead. See what you're going to say. No, just
be responsible with the selfishness that you got. Because, like I said, if you're a provider, you got to look out for self first. Because if not, you can't provide for nobody. You can't help nobody out. You know what I'm saying? And if that's the type of person you is, don't change that. Just be more selective with the people that you're helping. You know what I'm saying? That's all I really want to stress. You know what I'm saying? And like I said before, as far as me like being the bookworm and everything, you know what I'm saying? That's some real shit. You know what I'm saying?
I can tell you are a little bit.
You know what I'm saying? That was some real talk. You know what I'm saying?
Some shit he said.
Yeah, that's real talk though. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like
some shit on the way we.
You know what I mean? Like, you know, don't look at everybody. You know, like, get to know somebody. You never know what somebody going through.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Real talk.
Wow, real live talk. Real live talk. Because Brushman said some shit. And I ain't going to even break it down, but
I went through that, man.
I'm going to get to it after this and shit. Because, you know, we coming down to
smacking my book bag and shit and everything.
He's talking about the presidential suite.
Yeah, it happened a couple times and shit. It smacked this motherfucker now. Yeah. Niggas tell you. Shock a palm. Straight up.
Oh, snap. Oh snap! That's a whole. I gotta beat my head right now. How that's supposed to sound? Yo, anyway, Oh, snap, coming soon, well, y'all.
My bad, yo. My bad.
But real live talk. About to go ahead and sign out. Close it down. You know I go, oh snap. Oh snap. Yo, man, you got the beat right there.
Yo, you got the beat ready to cook. I had a flashback. My bad, y'all.
He got the beat ready to cook. Ain't that with the shiny back joints? Yeah, that's one of your kind right there. With that being the hook.
Oh, and I ain't gonna tell y'all the opposite side of me getting my back smacked and what started happening after that. I ain't gonna tell y'all the opposite side of that. You know what I'm saying? But like, you know what I'm saying? Just be careful with folks, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Be careful with folks, man.
Hey, you better be careful. You don't get that man no statue. Give him guts.
Don't give him a statue. Give him guts. You knew what he was talking about.
Yeah. Some of y'all just need some guts, man. So you know how to be the right kind of selfish. It's a right and the wrong way. Love somebody.
Yeah. Hey, brother, I start thinking for myself after a while. You know what I'm saying?
There's a right and a wrong way to love somebody.
Yeah. You and your mom's going to the ER, nigga.
There's a right and a wrong way to love self first. And sometimes you got to be selfish to get closer and accomplish goal that you're trying to reach.
Talk to him, man.
That's pretty much why I wanted to close out and say there's a right and a wrong way.
You love this one, don't you?
You know what I mean? Yes. Yeah, I do. But anyway, y'all, we thank y'all for living out with us on the Real Live Talk Podcast Platform Radio Show. Please like, share, comment, and subscribe to the Real Live Talk Podcast Platform Radio Show movement.
If I got my feelings, y'all, let me know in the comments, y'all. I'm sorry, y'all.
Sorry. You did. But, yeah. If it sounds like we just in our feelings over here, please comment and say something. We gonna look at it as a collective, and we gonna laugh at you, because ain't nobody over here and they feelings. The moments that somebody in their feelings, they don't say shit.
Yeah, man.
Sean Capone, they said he ain't been here on one of my moments where I'm just like, man, look, I'm just taking off, bow bow bow, blah blah boom, boom 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 boom. 88 Keys has heard me.
Trust me, man.
A couple times, bro. He's like, oh,
trust me,
shit,
y'all.
We
having a good time living this life, y'all. We're going to read them comments and laugh and trip out like we doing right now, man.
Yes.
And we're going to come back here with some more content.
Yes. Man. Yes. Come on now. We got content for you. We got content for you. It's not going to stop. Until we... not hearing the physical. Yeah, to be here and not hearing the physical. But it's all the way live. Y'all be careful. Take care. Real live salute to you all. You're very important and intricate to this growth. And try not to be sucker free. You know?
Hey,
try not to be. Try not to be.
Be like Tony Yayo.
Turn that up a couple. No. Be like you're supposed to be. Within your own core.
Yeah.
Don't be like nobody.
Be loyal to yourself.
Be loyal to yourself and not selfish with yourself.
And being selfish is as simple as not compromising who you are and what you are for certain individuals.
And there's a right and a wrong way to do that. If you already a piece of shit, look. Yeah. You won't even know how to do that.
Yeah.
Stop. So stop it.
That's not for you.
You won't even know.
Not for you.
Live out. Go ahead. Yeah, turn it up a little bit so they can hear it. Yeah. Live out with this bitch. Living different women. Yeah. Got a problem when they talk. Real selfish life shit. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Man, really help real shit. All that stuff is he talking about me and kind of really makes shit difficult. Bunch of shit. It ain't helping. Yeah, I did. Alright. 5, 6, 7, 8. Yeah, you know how it go. My man right there. We got fucking Arsenal off top, yo. Live out for real. Salute. And